Doug, this is Eric Trading on William Corbett, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, William Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, C as in cat, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, B as in boy, Corbett, date of birth, 10-13-1965, date of visit, 5-6-25, please make copy for Erica O'Donnell, O-apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending William Corbett for permanent evaluation. Next, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 59-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has previously been prescribed a CPAP mask at 11 centimeter H2O pressure, which he uses with a nasal mask. The patient has been extremely overweight and is trying to lose some weight. He has also a history for hypertension and diabetes, which is fairly well controlled. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has no shortness of breath, but does have some leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for hypertension for over 10 years and history of diabetes mellitus type 2. The patient has hyperlipidemia and history for gastric bypass surgery and partial bowel resection. He also has a history of left biceps tendon repair following an accident and has plantar fasciitis. The patient has coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, med list included metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, Januvia, 100 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and Crestor 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. I'm sorry, next paragraph, family history. Father died of cirrhosis of the liver. Mother has a history of diabetes. Next paragraph. System review, the patient denies fatigue or weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He does have urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever and some wheezing, denies any abdominal pains, nausea, but has constipation and diarrhea. He has leg swelling, denies chest pain or arm pain or calf muscle pain. No depression or anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle aches. No easy bruising. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. Can you also mention in system review the patient does have apneic episodes? Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white male with alert, no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, no clubbing, but has mild leg edema, blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 365, saturation is 95. HEND enormous phallic, pupils are reactive, sclera very clear, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucosa injected. Next supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear. Hudson's regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. There's no calf's muscle tenderness. And skin reveal no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 5 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. In a complete pulmonary function study, he will use CPAP nightly at 11 centimeter H2O pressure with the nasal mask and tubing and CPAP equipment was renewed. He will also use a Ventril and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, CBC complete metabolic profile and A1C level. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation.